This is Ozarks at Large.
Creativity involves taking something ordinary and making it something unique simply by having a different perspective. A little over two decades ago, the creators of Stomp began showing audiences how everyday objects like trash cans and pots and pans can be used as musical instruments. Since that time, the show has traveled around the world, produced an Emmy-nominated television special, and most recently performed at the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremonies in London. This weekend, Northwest Arkansas audiences will be able to see the eight-member troupe on stage at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Andre Fernandez, rehearsal director for the percussion group, says trash cans in the Stomp show typically last for about a week.
Because of constantly banging on them, the tone changes, so you don't get that nice crisp sound like a new trash can. But our crew guys, they try to bang it out to make it look round, but, you know, when the sound, you know, the tone, I guess you could say, starts fading and starts getting dull, then we'll ask the crew to change it. Or sometimes, usually the crew just changes it on themselves, like, oh, this sounds like crap, so. But it's a trash can, so how's it going to sound like crap? But then, you know, it does.
Fernandez explains that most of the percussion items, like bins, brooms, poles, and matchboxes, are ordered online instead of bought at a local store. He does say, though, sometimes if there is a press event prior to the set arriving in town, the crew will run to a hardware store like Home Depot or Lowe's to pick up some supplies. Fernandez, who can play the trombone and drums, says he remembers thinking Stomp was so amazing when he first saw a show with his family in 1996.
I saw the show, and after the show, my brother was like, oh, you can do that, you can do that. I was like, no way, how do you teach someone to do that? It's just crazy, amazing. And then a year later, I mean, not even a year later, March of 97, I'm auditioning for the show. My brother calls me up, like, come out to audition for shows. I'm like, okay, sure. What have I got to lose, you know? And Stomp was the one that gave me a chance, and I got hired. And 15 years later, going on my 16th year, I'm still here having fun, performing, getting to travel the world, travel the U.S.
Having been with the group for some time now, Fernandez has changed the way he looks at everyday objects.
We like to improv with this show, as you know, and like bringing things from outside, like a sign that's on the floor or just whatever kind of prop we can use. We can, you know, we'll bring it onto the stage. We think we can use it and bring it to the stage and incorporate it into the show. So that's why it's so fun and Stomp's so fresh, you know, all the time. It's never the same show. You know, every day, you know, we get different cast members come in, the show changes. And, you know, we like to, some people are really creative and they find whatever they can on the street and they bring it into the show and incorporate that into the show.
Fernandez says that the beauty of live theater in Stomp is that the artists have room to bring in something new and experiment with it. He says the show creators love that and are open to that freedom of expression. He says that creativity and ingenuity are why Stomp still continues to appeal to audiences around the world.
It's something that can't be duplicated. People try to duplicate Stomp, but it just, you know, it's just, it's infectious. You know, Stomp is infectious because music is all around us. You know, we find music in everything. We walk in rhythm, we talk in rhythm, you know, our hearts beat in rhythm. And it's just finding music, it's basically telling everybody that music is everywhere, it's universal, and we can find music in everything we do.
Stomp will perform at Walton Arts Center four times this weekend, beginning with an 8 o'clock show Friday night. More information available at waltonartscenter.org.